This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope you all had an amazing Christmas. It was obviously a different one. 2020 has changed the way many of us have been able to celebrate our holidays. Church attendance, don't get me started. I'm pretty upset with the way, you know, that all went down. And we're being told by Dr. Fauci, by public officials, that the worst is yet to come. And so it's going to get worse. Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's winter time. This is when we have flu and pneumonia and, you know, peak everything season, peak heart attack season. So we know it's going to get rough. But, you know, it was very interesting because I went to Sedona for a few days with my family, you know, because we wanted to be able to still social distance. We wanted to get some exercise. We wanted to, you know, hike. And I've never been to Sedona. I mean, I grew up in Arizona and Nevada and California, never been to Sedona. So we really wanted to kind of, you know, get some scenery, get some hiking, but still be able to social distance, you know, so nobody accuses us of, you know, whatever, because boy, are people being mean and finger pointing. And it was really interesting when I was in Sedona, because there was a lot of people there. Arizona had restrictions like masks and restaurant restrictions, and, you know, they tried to limit people coming into the park, but man, not a lot of masks. You know, I mean, you saw some people hiking with masks. It's kind of hard to do because, I mean, we did some really heavy hikes and we did some mountain climbing and things like that, so it's hard to do that with a mask. But it was just interesting to see the average person, you know, came from California, by the way. It wasn't Arizona peeps or Nevada peeps. The average people from California, and everybody we talked to couldn't wait for Newsom to be out, Newsom to be recalled. They want to leave California. They were out of jobs. They weren't working. And, they were, you know, fleeing the lockdowns. Then, you know, as I had posted, you know, our activities of hiking and fishing, and I got the big fish of the day, the little trout farm, and apparently there was a big one in there, and I caught a little one, and then all of a sudden I caught the big one, and everybody's like, ooh, it's really, really cool when you catch a big fish, because everybody's like, wow, man, you know, that was good. And they're like, oh, really, you get to be a little famous, you know? You know, so if you ever want to, you know, attain a level of fame, right, go to a trout farm and catch the big fish, because people were talking about it for a while, and I'm now famous in Sedona. It's great, because I got a big, huge rainbow trout. Yeah, we cooked it yesterday. It was yummy. Cats liked it, too. But, you know, people are fleeing California. Now, rightfully so. I mean, you know, California, they're at about 2.1 million cases. Their ICUs are getting slammed. Their hospitals are overwhelmed. Not our fault. Not yours and my fault. Not small businesses' fault. They only had 75,000 beds for 40 million people. That's obviously grossly inadequate. They don't have enough healthcare providers. You know, I'm not sure how they're managing their public funds. You know, I mean, they have, you know, one of the highest tax rates in the country, I believe, next to New York. Not sure why you don't see more medical facilities or more reimbursements to medical providers and, you know, more incentives for there to be more nursing staff, etc. But that's not for us to discuss. But people are fleeing, okay? They, you know, when you do a lockdown, And apparently stay-at-home orders and lockdowns are going to continue, that starts to seep and bleed over to other states. Now, if you look at the top 10 states with the highest numbers of cases, California's number one, Tennessee comes in next, Oklahoma, Arizona. Arizona comes in next. Well, Arizona's right next to California. So, of course, Arizona's going to be in the top. Apparently, they have let me see, how are they wording this? These are the number of total cases and deaths. Total number of per day. I gotta figure out where they came up with these numbers. But in terms of the highest case rates, you have California, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Arizona, Alabama, round out the top five, Arkansas, Indiana, West Virginia, Nevada came in number nine, Delaware. Now somebody could be like, well, Nevada's next to California. Aren't people fleeing to Nevada? Remember, Nevada's population is a lot smaller. Our population, I think, for the whole state is like 3.2 million. California's is 40. I mean, California's is 10 times that. So for us to make the top 10 list of case rate, all right, that's not Nevada natives. That means we have people flooding and coming to Nevada. And so that means then our numbers and our hospitals get overwhelmed. We have about 6,600 hospital beds for 3 million people. That's a joke. It's ridiculous. And this is why businesses are closing and, you know, policies are really kind of, you know, beating the innocent bystanders to this, because nobody made sure that we had plenty of hospitals and plenty of staff. So while we see California under this duress, I really think public officials need to be a little bit smarter about how they try to quote-unquote control cases. Because what you do is when you start to restrict and you cause you know, everything to be closed, and you start to say you have to stay at home, people don't stay at home, right? People are sick of staying at home. They've been doing it for almost 12 months. They are going to leave. And then they're going to leave and go to other states that have even less medical facilities. So as a Nevadan, even though I am a native Californian, and I love my California peeps, and I think the Raiders are pretty cool, and I'm glad they're here, and I will always call California home, please, for the love of the Lord, don't have your California residents flood Nevada. And don't have them flood Arizona. And don't have them flood other states, because then they're going to be ill-equipped. Now, I'm not saying you ban travel, but what I'm saying is ease up on some of these ridiculous, impractical restrictions. You know, I mean, you have all this media that the hospitals are overwhelmed. So the average person is thinking, well, if I need to go to a hospital, I don't want to be in a place where I'm going to get turned down, so I'm going to go to a more rural place where I know I'll be able to get into a hospital. And we only have 6,600 beds. That's not enough. That's not enough. And we're basically inviting other people. All smaller towns and all smaller states are basically inviting big city folk to just come. I don't know how many patients I saw over the holiday. Even though I was on holiday, I still saw patients. And you saw a lot of people kind of went to the Midwest, because I'm licensed in a bunch of states in the Midwest. They went to the Midwest because they don't, you know, want to get kicked out of a hospital in their big city. Well, what do you think is happening to the Midwest? So rethink this, smart.
This report is sponsored by Adaptive Biotechnologies. If you have blood cancer, get to know your MRD status. MRD, or minimal residual disease, refers to the small number of cancer cells that can stay in the body during and after treatment. Often, these cells are present at such low levels they do not cause physical signs or symptoms, but may be a sign that the cancer is returning. clonoSEQ is an FDA-cleared test used to detect MRD in bone marrow from patients with multiple myeloma or B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia and blood or bone marrow from patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Testing is ordered by your doctor and performed by a licensed lab. clonoSEQ can detect very low levels of MRD, one cancer cell among a million cells, provided sufficient sample input, so you and your doctor can be confident in your MRD status and act quickly if the cancer returns. If you have blood cancer, ask your doctor if clonoSEQ MRD testing is right for you. To find a specialist, visit clonoSEQ.com. clonoSEQ is available by prescription use only. For more important information about the FDA-cleared uses of clonoSEQ, including sample types and test limitations, visit clonoSEQ.com/technical-summary.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel that's working the dials. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm a little stiff today because I fell down the mountain a couple times. I gotta tell you, it was some of those rocks are really slippery. So I fell on my tush. Luckily, everybody was really, really cool. It just, you know, I had a mask on. It's just I didn't wear the mask when I fell so everybody could see it was me when I fell. But then I put the mask back on and hopefully I was disguised. Kind of like the whole disguise. We've kind of been anti-disguise, though, up until COVID, if you noticed it. For those of you that kind of avoid social media, good job. For those of us that are in social media, of course, when you're in the media, you have to do social media. When you're in journalism and you have a following, especially if you're in radio, you need to have a presence. I fought it for years and, you know, it's something that now it just has to be a part of your repertoire. But, a very dangerous behavior that people are doing on social media is the brag and the boast. And, you know, when I post on social media, you know, there's usually a message, or I'm trying to make people feel better, or I'm trying to calm people down, you know? I mean, if I'm nervous about a pandemic and I'm nervous and I'm thinking there's a lot of hype, you know, I'll look and kind of see what other doctors are doing. So, you know, I want people calm. So I've been posting a lot more about, you know, yeah, I'm pro-mask, I'm pro-social distancing, but, you know, I'm not going to hibernate for months on end. You know, I'm not going to let small business die. I'm not going to let my community die. You know, I'm not going to, you know, stop praying. I'm not going to support our churches and our temples. So, you know, when I post, I like to post a message. And then also I like to promote. So, you know, if I think a restaurant is doing a damn good job, I'll promote. You know, some people might think I'm bragging that I'm at the restaurant, but look, I love McDonald's, okay? I forgot to post McDonald's has blue arches in Sedona, so I forgot to post that. But, you know, I like to promote small business, so I'm going to tag, I'm going to check in, and that's kind of what social media is for me. But you have other people out there that use it as a form of communication, right? And kind of letting other people know what's going on in their lives. And I get that. It's, you know, when you have a whole lot of family and friends, it's easier to do. But unfortunately, people don't realize who their audience is. So even on social media, you can kind of control, well, it's just going to be my friends that see or whatever. Not all of your friends are your friends, okay? We women learn that early on. You can have a group of girlfriends, right? And then all of a sudden a guy comes into play. And then, boy, you know, your friends are your enemies. You know, and you were supposed to be their wing person as opposed to, wait, no, they're supposed to be there to support you. So a lot of times you realize that your friends really aren't your friends. And so a woman who I guess works at Disneyland got a COVID vaccine. Now, is she a frontline worker? Is she a doctor? Is she a nurse? Is she a respiratory tech? Is she a custodian? Is she an administrator in a hospital? Is she in a long-term facility? No, I believe she was 33 years old who is a Disneyland employee. And she decides to brag on Facebook that she got a COVID vaccine. All right. When non-healthcare workers or people when it's not their turn get a COVID vaccine, when we have frontline people dying, another physician just died and it was just, you know, heartbreaking to see people giving their lives for others. And then, you know, and mind you, I'm a big fan of Disneyland. I want Disneyland employees safe, but Disneyland's closed right now still, I think. So why are they getting vaccinated? Well, apparently, I think she was bragging that she knew somebody high up. And so the hospital system who gave her the vaccine has been under fire. And they have explained, let me see if I can find the name of the hospital system, Redland Community Hospital. They had said that their allotment of Pfizer vaccines, right, are for frontline healthcare workers, etc. You know, however, when there are extra doses and things might get thrown out, they will give them to other people. Now, and that's really fair. I mean, you know, if you already, right, vaccinated everybody in your hospital, you have a Pfizer vaccine that needs to be transported at negative 70 to negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit, you only have maybe 4 or 5 days at the most for it to be okay in a refrigerator before it decides to, denature or not be effective. And, you know, it's risky to transport it to other places. Why waste it? Vaccinate the public. I get that. But people are, I see what they're doing when they get their COVID vaccine or whatever. They don't know how to post it without making it look like they're rubbing it in, or they're the chosen, or they're the lucky ones. And I think you need to be careful because already we have a very, very, you know, very toxic brew. Right, brewing right now of Americans being against each other. You know, they're fighting for toilet paper, they're fighting for the vaccine, they're turning people in. We have a lot of negativity and we have a real toxic environment. And when you see somebody you know, brag, yay, I got the COVID vaccine. Because, you know, people like to brag on social media. They like to show off. You know, they like to get attention. They like to get likes. They like to get comments. You know, it makes them feel good. It gives them a sense of celebrity status. All right, just don't. Right? And I mean, you know, this COVID vaccine, that it's a very, very sensitive subject. Because one is, you have a lot of people that are scared to death, you know, of getting it. And they're hearing, like, this one doctor went into anaphylaxis because he had a shellfish allergy. I mean, my husband is allergic to shellfish, so we're trying to figure out, does he get the shot? Does he not? So there's a lot of fear going on, you know, why we hear so many, you know, cases of people having allergies. Then you hear that there's not enough shots. You know, Trump didn't order enough shots, or Pfizer's, you know, only going to send us another 100 million shots, or, you know, so you start hearing all this, and you're like, well, there's not going to be enough shots. And then, when you see somebody who is young, or like AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you know, she gets her shot, and she posts it, and, you know, she tweets, and she gets a lot of likes, you know, the average person's going, okay, what the hell? Really? Really? So be careful. Now, that being said, I think there's a lot of people that make mistakes on social media, which we talked about. All right. Like, you know, saying you're going out of town. Now, you're going out of town. You really don't want to advertise that because somebody could rob the house. You know, for me, again, I want to promote where I'm going. I want to, you know, urge that people get outdoors. I want, you know, people to exercise. I want, you know, people to not fear hiking a trail is going to put you at risk for COVID. I want, you know, people to enjoy nature and, you know, be able to, you know, enjoy some of the most amazing places that we have, because I don't want these small towns going under. But, you know, for those of you guys that are just like, you know, hey guys, yeah, look, you know, I'm going out of town, you know, we're going here, you know, we get a Caribbean vacation, you might want to think twice. All right, you know, there's been people posting, you know, that, you know, they've been exposed or whatever. Well, you know, keep in mind, okay, you know, that's evidence. Somebody's going to take a screenshot and you decide, okay, you know what? Yeah, I want to go to the store. Or, you know what? I want to go out for New Year's. Well, if you posted that you've been exposed to COVID, you know, who knows how society's going to go? Already they're talking about, well, gosh, you know, this wedding caused people to die and people get COVID and people are talking lawsuits. You know, don't think that your audience loves you. I mean, it's taken me many, many years to find out that some of my friends were not really friends. They were jealous. They were, you know, wishing bad things happened. They were, you know, hoping things wouldn't, you know, work out. You know, I find that very, very frustrating that you really have selfishness and you have people out there that get jealous of you, so they wish the worst. And so, you know, and I see this when people are, there was a girl who, I don't know what she was thinking. She was 15 years old, you know, used the N-word in a post. I don't know what she was thinking or what she was doing and why she was posting it. And here we are 3 years later, somebody decides to air it. Because he kept it, and she gets kicked out of college, kicked off the cheer team. Her life is ruined because there's a video of her 3 years ago using the N-word. All right? I see this time and time again. If I could tell kids, especially young kids, because I think a lot of us Gen Xers figured this out, but a lot of these young kids, they think they have an audience, and that audience loves them, and also realize there's traps. There's people out there goading you and goading you to admit stuff, and they're doing it so then they grab you and they'll do screenshots. They'll do, and nobody talks about how there's this, you know, underlying threat. So just kind of be smart about it. And if you really didn't deserve, shall we say, the COVID shot yet, you know, you might want to hold off posting it. 1-877-9000.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. House members could override President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act on Monday. The president says the bill is weak on China and does not take away liability protection from social media companies. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says he's grateful no one other than the bomber was killed in the massive Christmas Day explosion in Nashville.
Incredible work. In a day when law enforcement need encouragement, they have given us encouragement by saving countless lives down there.
The Republican governor continues about the tremendous devastation the blast caused to local businesses that were already struggling because of the pandemic.
I see business owners with a new struggle, but we are starting today. We're beginning to determine ways that we're going to rebuild.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News. The coronavirus situation in California is dire. More than 35,000 COVID cases reported there on Sunday. Hospitals being pushed to the brink as patients are being stacked in hallways, gift shops, and conference rooms. This all happening as California has some of the strictest virus restrictions in the country, forcing many restaurants and small businesses to close. Dr. Quanta Ahmed believes the lockdowns are not helping in the Golden State.
The quarantine should be tailored where there are outbreaks and clusters, but I am beginning to be increasingly skeptical of the lockdowns because what's not mentioned, lockdowns are also causing severe mental health. We know 1% rise in unemployment shoots up suicides. So the deaths that we're going to accumulate because of these lockdowns are going to be so destructive.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Holiday sales are slightly up this year. MasterCard Spending Plus says retail sales rose 2.4%. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. Maybe, we're back at Dr. Dolly. And Jill, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we need to talk about COVID and the clap. And COVID and the clap, you are going to see headlines kind of merge the two. And we haven't been talking about the clap or gonorrhea for a while because we've been a little bit overwhelmed and inundated with COVID. It's all been about COVID, COVID, COVID here, COVID there, COVID everywhere. And meanwhile, I've been very, very concerned about STDs. We've had people use social, use telemedicine, going to telemedicine for their care. And women will, you know, call up going, I have a UTI. And I'm like, oh, okay, why do you think you have a UTI? Well, because it burns when I pee. When it burns when you pee, it could be a bladder infection, absolutely. But chlamydia, gonorrhea, an STD could cause burning when you pee. No. I had sex, and I always get a UTI after sex. Okay, that, yeah, but that still could be an STD. Yeah, but I'm married. Married people cheat. That still could be an STD. So I've been noticing from a telemedicine front, a lot of people calling with burning when they pee. Now, mind you, we're having more and more people use telemedicine. That's what telemedicine is for. People don't have to go to the doctor. They could call in. Personally, I think all UTIs should still have a urine sample and some verification that that's what it is. But, you know, when I have a young person call in going, I have burning when I pee, I can't diagnose you with a UTI because it could be an STD. So the World Health Organization has kind of raised the alert that super gonorrhea never went away. We still have super gonorrhea. And the reason why super gonorrhea is super is not because it's a Marvel, you know, hero. It's because it's drug resistant. And azithromycin, which we use in Z-Packs, has been used ubiquitously since the 90s, and a little bit too much for my taste. And so we are starting to see more and more resistance. And we had a huge spike in use of Zithromax because this is what we use in the hospital. If, God forbid, you get COVID, among oxygen and blood thinners and steroids and remdesivir and vitamin C and zinc and D and other things that we give you in the hospital, we give you a Z-Pak. We give you Zithromycin. We give you Zithromycin. And Zithromycin is an antibiotic that was originally supposed to be used for atypical pneumonia. And back in the 90s, people would come in, and we used it for gonorrhea and chlamydia back in the 90s, and people come in going, I got a bronchitis. And you're not really supposed to treat bronchitis as with Z-Pak, but Z-Pak came out. Pfizer had developed Z-Pak. It was easy. It didn't seem to cause the penicillin rash. You had all these people with penicillin allergies. All of a sudden, there's a 5-day dosing, and then later a 3-day dosing with the Tri-Pak. Doctors loved it. People were asking for Z-Packs like it was Red Bull. And they would come in going, I have a bronchitis. And the Z-Pak would make people with bronchitis feel better. I told you, there's some sort of an anti-inflammatory component because we've just seen Zithromax work well also with these COVID regimens. But bronchitis is viral. You're not supposed to treat viruses with antibiotics. So we were giving Z-Packs out like crazy. And then people who realize, you know what, I think I have an STD, but I don't want that in the system. I don't want an electronic record. I don't want my wife finding out. I'm going to say I have bronchitis because that's how my friend got Z-Packs, a Z-Pak. So people would come in saying, I have bronchitis. Well, you can't really, you know, do any diagnostic test to prove that. And they got Z-Packs. So we started to brew resistance in the late 90s, early 2000s. Now, the CDC didn't like that. The CDC had said, guys, stop it with the Zithromax. And in fact, with telemedicine, we're not supposed to be writing Zithromax. In fact, most telemedicine platforms say, no to the Zithromax. But what if somebody has COVID and they want us to treat them for COVID? We don't do that over the phone. It has to be done in person. So we have a lot more restrictions now with Zithromax. But gonorrhea keeps getting stronger. And now that we have, what, how many millions of cases do we have in the United States of, hold on a second, let me see, how many COVID cases, I think we have in the United States. Give me 2 seconds because I'm pulling it up. I want to give you guys the exact number. And, of course, the computer's acting up. All right. Well, the computer's acting up. So when you look at the millions of cases that we're dealing with in the United States when it comes to COVID, and a lot of people, not only inpatient but outpatient, is getting the antibiotic, we just knew there'd be more resistance. So what is super gonorrhea? So a super gonorrhea, and really quickly here, the United States total number of COVID cases, almost 20,000, total deaths, 341,000. That number's rising, unfortunately. So what's a superbug? Well, a superbug is when you take an antibiotic, you got the bacteria's all, you know, hanging out, and you just blast it with an antibiotic. Most of the bacteria die, but some of the bacteria kind of go, hey, George, you okay? Yeah, I'm good. Are you okay? They were in a foxhole. We don't know what the hell happened. So if an antibiotic is taken correctly, or if the antibiotic is strong enough, these bacteria make progeny. And the bacteria with their progeny might pass on a gene that is resistant to that antibiotic. And so the more we use an antibiotic, the more we brew resistance. And remember, pathogens are smart suckers. Their whole purpose in life is to live. Ours is to get home and watch Netflix in one piece and not get into a car accident. But that's not the purpose of a pathogen. A pathogen is to figure out how to find a host, like a virus or bacteria, how to be able to survive and multiply and make new baby bacteria. So the more you use an antibiotic, the more we see resistance. And Zithromax is being used even more than penicillin right now. So when you look at what's going on with COVID, yeah, we're seeing more use. So the World Health Organization is going, look, we got a super gonorrhea problem. We got gonorrhea that is, you know, kind of outsmarting the whole Zithromax. You might want to, you know, rethink what we're doing. And in fact, there's many studies going Zithromax might not really be helping with COVID. Well, everybody I know who's treated with Zithromax swears by it. So I'm not going to make a judgment call on that. I'll let the experts do that. So the CDC on December 18th made a change on gonorrhea treatment that I think a lot of people don't realize. So originally, what you used to get was you used to get a shot of penicillin years ago. Then, since a lot of people were allergic to penicillin and, you know, we used ceftriaxone. So ceftriaxone would get 250 milligrams, IM, a shot of ceftriaxone. If we thought you had chlamydia, we'd also give you doxycycline. And we usually treat it for both. Then by 2010, they made a change. And they said, look, okay, we are going to treat with not only ceftriaxone, but we're also going to add Zithromax. So we would give 1 gram of oral Zithromax to treat gonorrhea. So that's why people asked for a Z-Pak. A Z-Pak gave six pills of 250, so they could take 4 of them and get their 1 gram. So that's what people were doing. Now the CDC, as of December 18th, said, forget about the Zithromax. You get 1 shot of ceftriaxone, but it's 500 milligrams, not 250, 500 milligrams. So basically it's 2 Rocephin shots, or now if they're coming out with a 500 milligram dosing. Now, somebody said, well, what if I'm allergic to ceftriaxone? So ceftriaxone is in the cephalosporin family. There might be some cross-reactivity with a penicillin allergy, but, you know, many people with a penicillin allergy, if it's mild, can handle ceftriaxone. But the CDC said, look, if you are allergic to ceftriaxone, then we could do gentamicin by a shot and then a 2 gram oral dose of azithromycin. So we do have a penicillin allergic, cephalosporin allergic dosing, but they don't want people given Z-Pak for gonorrhea. Now some of you are like, well, how often is gonorrhea? It's up. Gonorrhea is rising. People are having sex. Sex never stopped. Okay? You're in lockdown, you know, you're COVID, you can't really go to the movies, so you're having sex. And people aren't going to the STD clinics. They're not getting seen. When they think they have some burning when they pee, they're calling telemedicine saying, I have a UTI. And every time I have a young person, I'm like, look, you know, you got to get this checked out. I don't think this is just a typical bladder infection. This could be related to sex. You need to get some cultures done. They throw a fit. Men, too. Men will call in saying, I have a UTI. And we're not supposed to treat these. We're not supposed to treat these online. Yet I'll look and I'll see some doctors are treating male UTIs. Well, and they'll give them Cipro. And we used to use Cipro and ofloxacin for STDs. But that's why we're kind of in this mess we're in. So, you know, right now, if your doctor gives you Zithromax, hopefully it works. But I'm anticipating in the next 10 years, we're going to see Z-Packs start becoming useless. 1-877-DOCTOR in the hallway.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I have no idea what happened in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, this Christmas weekend was not without its drama. And on Christmas morning, there was an RV that exploded early in the morning, killing, I believe, one, injuring multiple others. And it turned out that Anthony Quinn Warner, as I believe the suspect, 63-year-old, as the man behind the, quote, mysterious explosion. He was killed in it, they believe. And kudos to the law enforcement officer who saw the RV sitting there and, you know, alerted others and, you know, was able to hopefully, you know, save even more lives before it exploded. But we don't know why it was there. I mean, Christmas morning, usually it's quiet. Were they waiting for businesses to open? Was it supposed to open up the next, you know, was it supposed to be there the next day and detonate? So, nobody understands why. So, investigators on Monday are continuing to try to put together the pieces, according to USA Today. According to FBI Special Agent for Public Affairs, Doug Kornesky, these answers won't come quickly and will still require a lot of our team's efforts. They say none of those answers will ever be enough for those who have been affected by this event. We still have work to do. So, Anthony Quinn Warner, his body was, they said, incinerated by the force of the blast when his RV exploded on a quiet downtown street, injured three bystanders. DNA was found at the scene, matched to samples taken at another location, so they were able to identify the body. Moments before the blast, a speaker system broadcast a warning to evacuate the area. Officers at the scene before the explosion said the speakers also played the 1960s hit song Downtown. Downtown, I believe that one. The lyrics describing downtown as a place to seek refuge from sadness begins when you're alone and life is making you lonely, you could always go downtown. Police acting on the RV. What show was that where the downtown song kept playing? It was really eerie. Anyway, so police acting on the RV's warnings evacuated several people from the area. Apparently, Warner was the only fatality. More than 40 buildings were damaged. Some of these buildings built in the 1800s. Police Chief John Drake said, I cannot truly describe all the hard work that has gone to this investigation since Friday's explosion. Nashville is considered safe. And it's a metro area of 2 million people. So right now they're pretty much on edge from what we understand. And I believe somebody else started to play a similar song. There was a driver of a box truck parked outside a convenience store in a neighboring Rutherford County. He was arrested on felony charges before loudly playing audio similar to what was heard. So Tennessee Highway Patrol sent a robot to probe the truck. No explosive device was found, but investigation closed the local highway for 5 hours. So the person doing the possible other truck, his name was James Turgeon, 33 years old. He was charged with 2 counts of felony for filing a false report and 1 count of tampering with evidence and held on $500,000 bond. So we don't know what the hell is going on. This Warner, the 63-year-old who died in the explosion, and we believe caused the explosion, was a longtime Nashville area resident. The RV was parked near the AT&T building downtown where the blast occurred. Mayor John Cooper said the possibility that AT&T was targeted is kind of one thing they're investigating. Why AT&T? The building was disrupted. It was damaged. It disrupted internet, phone, emergency services. But again, it was closed because it was Christmas. So, again, we don't know what his timing ideas was. We don't know. Other retailers were affected. Walmart confirmed that outages affected multiple stores. Shoppers took to social media to report Walmart closures of some locations. And then other locations had to only accept cash. Apparently, Warner had held several IT jobs. Public records show he had an extensive experience with electronics and alarm systems. He recently worked as an independent computer technician with the real estate firm Friedrich and Clark. So federal agents have searched his home in Antioch and his real estate office, and a neighbor described him as kind of a low-key to the point of, I don't know, I guess some people would say he's a little odd. He had placed lights and security cameras outside his home. He built a fence around his yard. You know, some of these recluses, you know, unfortunately, you know, fit similar characteristic prototypes of other other people that have caused, you know, destructions or bombings or shootings, but that doesn't mean if somebody's, isolating and an introvert, you know, they're a suspect. Trust me, a lot of people are introverted now with COVID and anti-people, and we're going to unfortunately see a lot of that. But it's interesting. You always kind of hear that these people, you know, he was kind of to himself, he was odd. Well, yeah, you know, if you want to kill somebody and set a bomb off in the middle of a busy town, that you are odd. So people thought he was just kind of a computer geek, and yeah, maybe he had a family dispute recently. Not sure what's going on, but my concern, you know, with this story, and I think a lot of our concerns are, is where are we in terms of managing the distraught, the suicidality, the depression of people who think their life is over. You know, some people, if they are depressed and they, you know, feel like they're going to be financially ruined, they jump out of a window on Wall Street, like we saw during the stock market crash in 29. Others, however, are going to be mad. And they're not going to quietly go. They might say, you all know what, if I'm going to go, I'm going to take people with me. Now, I mean, it sounds like he had a job. I'm not, you know, blaming lockdowns on this, but we have no idea. We don't know what his motive is. But the one thing that I am just picking up with people, on, you know, picking up is, God, people are mad. They are mad. They hate their governor. They hate other governors. They hate the president. They hate the president-elect. They hate their employer. They are mad. And you can't be mad at a virus. And, of course, there's a lot of debate on whether the virus is what caused this or, you know, hype. They can't really get mad at a TV station, although some people do. You know, they can't get, so they take it out on who they can. And if, you know, we've talked about people losing their jobs, and we've talked about, you know, people being distraught. We aren't really getting a lot of media coverage on, you know, people relapsing and going back onto drugs or going back to alcohol or killing themselves. You know, I don't know if we're going to, you know, get that, you know, get those numbers anytime soon, but I would believe that we have a lot of people contemplating suicide. And when somebody contemplates suicide, it doesn't take much more illogical thinking to decide to take other people with you. You know, I mean, we've kind of brewed, and this is what I talked about earlier in the show, we've kind of brewed this, you know, I want to be a celebrity. I want people to like my posts. I want people to follow me. I want my name in the paper. And, you know, when we see these, you know, school shootings or we see these, you know, terrorists, you know, many psychologists are like, don't be, you know, giving them the media attention because other people, you know, get infatuated with that and idolize that and then they want the media attention. But beyond that, I think we have a lot of people that are hating other people. They think that the situation is not just, you know, one person, it's society in general, and they might lash out. Something like this happening in Nashville, you know, we don't think this was, you know, ISIS or Al-Qaeda or a foreign terrorist group. If this was an American who was at the end of his rope, saying to heck with this place, you know, my guess is there's many other people out there like this. And this is not the time to defund the police. Thank God for the police, you know, picking up on something being odd and warning others. But, you know, we're really letting our guard down. And you could say, well, we're locking people down, and when we lock people down, there's less crime. Hey, I think there's more time for planning. You got to keep people working. You got to keep people busy. If they have nothing to do but plan evil, 1-877-DOCS-ALLY, don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.